There's been controversy at the Oscars ceremony in Hollywood. Will Smith has apparently hit comedian Chris Rock. The comedian had made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. A few minutes later, Smith won Best Actor for his performance in King Richard, a film about the father of Venus and Serena Williams. Smith won't be charged over the incident as Rock has declined to file a police report. Stephen Gedos is executive editor of Variety magazine. He joins us now live from Los Angeles. Stephen, I suppose we've got to start with that incident, which overshadowed let's face it, a pretty lackluster show. What did you make of it?
Well, I agree completely. It was a very lackluster show. I would say a terrible show. And it was made lively by something very strange, unfortunate, and violent. It was an act of violence. He strode onto stage unexpected, slapped or punched Chris Rock in the face for what he said, and screamed curses at him and swore at him, and went back to his seat, and the show continued. The show must go on, they say in Hollywood.
He then went on to win Best Actor. What did you make of his acceptance speech?
Well, I think it was fairly unhinged, but given the circumstances of having assaulted another human being on stage at the Oscars only minutes earlier, I'm sympathetic to the feeling of being a bit unhinged. He tried to apologize, not to Chris Rock, but to the Academy and the people he made the film with. It was tearful. It was emotional. I think it was heartfelt, but it was heartfelt as if you were watching a person in the midst of a nervous breakdown.
All right. And as far as the Academy Awards themselves are concerned, Coda won Best Picture, Jessica Chastain for Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and as we said, Will Smith won Best Actor. Did the awards go to the right people?
Well, that usually is not the case, but when you work at Variety as long as I have and love movies as long as I've loved movies, that goes with the territory. I think Power of the Dog is a movie for the ages. I think it stands, will stand the test of time and stands alongside the great Westerns ever made in Hollywood. But that's one person's opinion. The Academy did not agree.
Despite Sean Penn saying that he would smelt his trophies if President Zelensky of Ukraine didn't appear. He didn't. I mean, in fact, there was hardly any mention, really, of Ukraine.
Very, very minimal, and we did not get Zelensky, but we got Liza Minnelli.
Okay, and there were lots of there was lots of criticism about last year's ceremony, perhaps in terms of diversity being the worst ever. Was this ceremony diverse enough, do you think?
Well, I think it was admirable in the sense that there was a lot of diversity in the honorees and the nominees, as well as the winners. Person of color won Best Actor, openly gay woman of color won Supporting Actress, a Black filmmaker won Best Documentary Film. And Coda won all three of the awards it was nominated for, and it is a film 100% about the disabled community and celebrating actors in that disabled community and their ability to make a powerful, emotional, terrific movie.
Stephen, really good to talk to you. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Stephen Gedos, the executive editor of Variety magazine in Los Angeles.